So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, Dr. Berg here. I had another question about what salad mixture should you consume? And I'm just going to talk about the different types of things that you could put in a salad, okay? And the nutrients that are involved in that. We have romaine lettuce, green lettuce, cabbage, spinach, and kale. There's arugula, there's a whole bunch of others, but I just wanted to pick the most popular and then just kind of rate them based on how much vitamin K, which is good for clotting, vitamin A, good for the eyes, vitamin C, folate, potassium, and phosphorus. Now, I'm not going to go through all the numbers, but I just wanted to talk about, out of all the vegetables, you can see which one is the winner. Is the kale? I mean, it's loaded with vitamin K. I mean, it has a 1,062 milligrams compared to everything else. It just, you know, is amazing. So if you were on Coumadin, for example, because you had heart problems and you're preventing clots, you probably want to avoid kale. Maybe you wanted to do something like cabbage or green lettuce, but nothing dark green. All right, but kale is loaded with vitamin K. Now, we talk about vitamin A. Spinach has the most vitamin A, but green lettuce actually comes in second. So that's pretty cool. But realize, vitamin A in vegetables is a pre-vitamin A. It's not an active form. So you're going to have to get your active form through something like cod liver oil or eggs or something like that. Now, when we get to vitamin C, this is interesting. Yeah, kale is the winner again, 53. Milligrams, but look at cabbage comes in second, 33. Compared to these other vegetables, cabbage is loaded with vitamin C. Now, I've recently done a lot of videos on vitamin C deficiencies, so I think cabbage would be a great way to get your vitamin C. Then we get into folate, which is romaine lettuce is loaded with folate. Compared to other things, it's pretty high. And then spinach comes in second. It looks like kale is not too much in folate. And then we get into the potassium. You know, kale has the most, it's almost 300, and then it has a good amount of phosphorus as well, and that would be good for energy, building bone and ligament and collagen and things like that. But the point I wanted to make is that you need to start consuming vegetables, because check this out, in the U.S. alone, 145 pounds of sugar is consumed by the average American. Only 33 pounds of lettuce is consumed by the average American. So it's not a lot. And it's probably, I do probably 33 pounds a month myself, but you wanna start increasing. I would do this, I would buy big bowls, okay? Not plates, buy the bowl and fill it up and that's your salad. At least one of those a day, or maybe even two. But I just wanted to create the chart to kind of give you a little deeper insight on the benefits of certain types of vegetables more than others. I think kale is the winner and you should probably do that. And I like cabbage, spinach is pretty good too. Thanks for watching. Hi guys. Hey, listen, I created a pretty amazing evaluation quiz down below that actually analyzes your symptoms to find the cause, the root cause of all of your symptoms, the most likely cause. So take the quiz now and we'll send you a report. Hey guys, I just put together something called my nutritional cheat sheet, okay? If you want to make sure you're getting all the right nutrients from your foods, I created a summary two-page PDF that basically tells you all the nutrients and what foods you need to eat to get those nutrients. So click the link below and get it downloaded instantly.